please, I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Ramblings of an Insomniac. I'm Courtney. I'm going to go down where you can hear the frogs and the crickets and all that good stuff and not hear my heating system. But hello, welcome. If it's your first time listening, hey, howdy. You may not want to listen again, and you may find me just so fantastically entertaining that you're like, this bitch, yes, I could listen to her all the time. I can assure you my family does not feel that way. I'm sure they want a mute button all the time. They're like, how do I get her to be quiet? They used to be so mortified because I currently still do live in a pretty small city, small town. I used to live in a smaller town. And so everybody knows everybody. So if you like go to the store, you're going to run into people that you know. It's just inevitable. And if you move away and then you come back and you're visiting someone, but you don't want a bunch of people to know, you can't go to the store. You have to like hide out. Because otherwise people are going to know that you're there, and then you will be there and you will have to talk to everybody, and then they're going to be mad that you didn't let them know that you're coming into town, and it's a whole thing. And it's not that I don't want to see my friends, because I freaking love my friends. My friends are the best. It's just that I'm usually there for a very limited amount of time, don't have a lot of time to spend. And so I try to only let certain people know so I could visit just them and spend all of my time visiting them and giving them all my attention. No, Pucky, this way. Oh, my God. I just threw the ball for my dog, went in the opposite direction, and it's dusk out, so I can't see. Oh, my God. Now I'm not going to be able to find my ball. Have you seen my baseball? Have you seen my baseball? Have you seen my baseball? Anyway, oh, good boy, Puck. He found it. Anyway, so I try to kind of not tell everybody that I'm coming into town. But my kids used to get so annoyed because if I did go into town and I went to like Fred Meyer or something or Safeway, I would always run into people and then I'd be talking to them forever. Or I would run into people that I don't know, never met in my life, and we would just start talking about stuff. This has happened on Facebook Marketplace when I go to pick up furniture from someone, or if they've come to me and they're picking up furniture that they bought from me, I end up hitting it off with the person and we end up talking forever and we end up being friends. And then we end up being friends on like Facebook and then we have coffee. It's crazy. Oh, listen. Isn't that beautiful? Love the crickets. Love the frogs. Frogs and crickets. Love it. But I have met some really fantastic people through Facebook Marketplace and through the store. And my kids were always like, how the hell do you always meet people? You always talk to people. You act like you know them. People tell you things. People just like tell and share their whole life story with you. They're like, why? I'm like, I don't know. I hope it's because they know that I genuinely care. I hope it's because they know that they can talk to me. I hope it's because they know that I'm someone that you can feel comfortable talking to. And I would hate it if there was a person who were like suicidal or so depressed that all they wanted more than anything in the whole world is just one person to listen to them. And they tried to talk to me and I was like, nah. You know, so I try to listen. I try to listen to anybody. I try to listen to everybody. I mean, I don't always have the time. I don't always want to. Sometimes it's a very big inconvenience, I'm not going to lie. But when I tell people, hey, you can call me anytime, I mean it. I genuinely mean it. I mean, you can call me at 3 a.m, at midnight. You can call me at 6 a.m. And we can talk. That's okay. I mean it. I don't always mean it, though, when I'm like, hey, have a great day. We should go out sometime. Hey, have a great day. We should go have coffee. Sometimes I'm just saying that to be polite. I don't always want to do that because I'm such an introvert. It takes a lot for me to go out. It gives me a panic attack to even think about it. Sometimes it makes me want to throw up. I don't think people understand there's a very big difference between being shy and being an introvert. I'm not necessarily shy. I mean, I don't like attention, cannot stand attention, don't want people focused on me. It's why I don't do this in person on YouTube. I should be doing this on YouTube. I would probably get a lot more followers. I'd probably get a lot more action if I did a YouTube. But I do have things like TikTok and Clapper and Instagram because I kind of have to advertise, but it's weird for me to get attention. So for me to go out and stuff, it's weird. And I'm an only child, so I'm just kind of used to being on my own, you know? But at any rate, I don't want all that attention. And what the fuck was I talking about? See, again, this is what happens. Holy cow. YouTube channel and stuff. But anyway, if you're just listening and you're just turning in, thank you so much. And again, if this is your, 50th time, thank you. I want to talk about Ancestry.com. I was on it a long time ago, and now I'm finding more and more people that I'm related to. And oddly enough, I found an actual cousin, as in like my mom's brother. My mom's biologically related brother has a daughter, and that daughter has kids. So my mom's brother, so my uncle, so this would be my cousin, I just found out lives only like an hour from me. And then her brother, so also my cousin, and his kids live about a half an hour from me. And I didn't think I had really anybody left. I knew I had a couple of cousins that are like half cousins to me, but I didn't think I really had any. So it's bizarre and it's blowing my mind. It's weird for me to say something like our aunt, because I have a couple of aunts and I say my aunt, but that would also be her aunt. And my mom is her aunt. That blows my mind. And her dad is my uncle. And unfortunately, he passed away. But this is so weird. It is blowing my freaking mind, you guys. It's so weird to me. It's weird to know that you can have people, Pucky. Oh, good boy. That you can have people like across the freaking world that are related to you, you know? I know that on the other side of my family, we come from Sweden and from Stockholm. It's just crazy to know that I might have family in Stockholm. I just want you guys to listen to that. It's so pretty. I don't know. It's blowing my mind, though, because I really, I have a half brother. I don't even know if he's still alive. I have a stepsister. And then I have like a handful of half cousins. And now I found out that I have actual biological related cousins right here near me. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Probably not enough to do a whole podcast. I just was like, hey, it's nice out. It's the frogs are going. The crickets are going down. They're not, because I'm throwing the ball for my dog and I've scared them like an asshole. But God, it's a beautiful night. And like I said before on my previous podcast, I don't have a script. I just come out here. I don't even have a topic. Once in a great while, I'll be like, oh, I know I want to talk about blah, blah, blah on my podcast. Once in a while, I got to talk about such and such. But usually I just pick up my phone and start babbling, and whatever comes out is what comes out. And that's what I talk about. That's why I like delve into it, because my ADD brain is just like, blah, 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 blah. And that's why my kids don't like being in the store and stuff with me, because they're like, oh my God, mom, you talk about everything and everything. Mo, come on, mom, let's go. Mo. Okay, here he is. Good come, good boy. Yes. Good come, yes. God, I've scared all the frogs and the crickets. But I have no agenda, really. I just kind of start talking about stuff. But I found my cousin, and then we ended up talking on Facebook Messenger, and we just got done talking. And I was like, oh, I need to do a podcast on like ancestry and long lost relatives and how interesting it is that we are all like related in some way. We really are. Like, no matter what religion you believe in, we're all technically came from someone, and then they had babies, and those babies had babies, and those babies had babies, and those babies had babies. And, like the cliche but it's true. We are all brothers and sisters, which is kind of gross because we shouldn't marry our brothers and sisters, but we are all family. We are all united. We are all one, and we need to conduct ourselves as such. We all affect each other. Each country has an effect on another country. How we treat this world has an effect on everybody. How we treat each other has an effect on everybody. And we really need to get our shit together, you know? We just really do. We really need to get our shit together. I hope to God that one day we are united, but if this government, their government has its way, it's going to keep dividing, dividing, tearing and tearing. And that's so sad because it's supposed to be one nation under God. You know, one nation. We'll see. Ooh, are the frogs starting to come back? You move up here. Kind of see what happens. But we're supposed to be one, you know, united. And I don't care if you're from America or what country you're from. Again, the things we do play a role in other people's lives as well. You know, there's consequences. We all kind of affect each other in some way. And it's sad to me. I know there's a debate on if America should get involved in other people's business because of how if another country believes in certain things that we don't, we need to kind of butt out, right? That's why they're a different country. They can believe what they want. But then people are like, yeah, but what if that thing they believe affects other people? What if that thing they believe harms people? You know, there's a lot of morals and ethics that go behind it. And that's a hard one. I don't think it's so black and white. Not everything has to be black and white. We make everything black and white and it's not. There's a lot of in-betweens. There's a lot of gray. Not everything is black and white. And there is not always an easy answer, you know? And sometimes what's right isn't easy. Sometimes what's right is really difficult and a really, really hard decision and is definitely going to harm somebody. It's definitely going to hurt somebody. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have to pick the lesser of the two evils. Sometimes both things are evil and you have to pick the one that's the least evil. There's not always going to be a happy party, you know? And we have to deal with that, just like there's not always going to be a winner. You know, you're not always going to get the job. You're not always going to be good at a certain sport or a certain, you know, musical instrument. That's just life. Anyway, just a quickie little podcast because I wanted people to listen to the frogs and kind of listen to the sound of life, you know? Here we go, wait. They're probably two in the background. You can hear an airplane, though. But I don't know, you know, what the country you're living in. I don't know what's going on in it. I don't know what your beliefs are. But just know that our beliefs are our beliefs. They are important to us. And we need to really start understanding that, again, each of us are significant. Each of us can impact the other. And what we say and do has consequences. We should hold accountability. And we need to learn that we're not the only people on this planet. I just found out that I have cousins out there I did not know existed. I have family members I had no idea existed. We are all brothers and sisters. We are all family. We are all here and should be helping each other. And now, you know, it can't always be kumbaya, peace, love. There's going to be times we're going to fight. We're going to disagree. And we're going to have to agree to disagree. Whatever happened to that? Just agreeing to disagree. That's okay too. Anyway, just a quick little podcast to kind of say, hey, remember, we're all in this together. Like they say on High School Musical. I won't sing because God knows I cannot sing. Not something I was blessed with, no matter how much I practiced. You got it or you don't, right? But we are. We're all in this together. We might have family members out there that we never knew we had, but we're all brothers and sisters. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to have our differences, and that's okay. But we need to understand that there's other people on this planet, and we're going to have to start working together at some point, you know? But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. This was just a little quickie to get you through the week and to remind you that you are put on this earth for a reason. You got to figure that reason out. Is it to be a bummer? Is it to be a big old bummer, a big old Eeyore, big old mood kill? Is it to be someone that contributes to society in some way, whether it's huge or little, you know, whether you're discovering something scientific that impacts the world greatly, or whether you are getting up every day and flipping that burger? We are all important. We are all part of a machine, you know, we're all important and we all have our struggles. So what is it that you are contributing? What are you going to wake up? And how is it that you are going to use your day, use your life? What are you doing with your life? Are we contributing or are we hindering? Are we moving forward? Are we stagnant? Are we living in the past? I think these are important questions, you know? But most important is, I believe that we need to remember that we all share this planet, we all share this earth, and whether we all agree on the same thing or not, we still need to understand that we are not the only people on this planet. And we do all need to start figuring out how to coexist. Anyway, I'm bummed at the, I think I scared away the frogs, but at any rate, thank you so much for listening to this quickie little episode of the Ramblings of an Insomniac.